And why don't you bring us in, Brian Powers? Bring us in.
Live from Studio D. Beautiful Ramsey, Minnesota. It is the Four Outdoorsmen with Steve Straczynski and Mark Lukey.
All right, I'll get
you. Have a cold, don't you, buddy?
Not
the booming, normal Brian Powers voice.
Get stuck on a tube with a few hundred people for 8 hours, and then I've been on a cruise ship for the last week with about 3,000 other people, and I've never had, I was telling Aaron Grand, I've never had hand sanitizer on more in my life. It seemed like every doorway you went into was hand sanitizer.
That's like going to a hospital. That's Brian Powers. He's the engineer. He's the big shot, controls the entire show, and without him, we are nothing. But we invited him into the studio. So I want to give me a couple of minutes about you. Just came back from a seven-day vacation, and I want to hear all about it. I want you to tease me about all that sunshine you guys had.
We didn't have anything less than 83 degrees the whole time we were down there. We cruised out of Tampa. And then we went to Key West, and then from Key West to Cozumel. So it's not a long cruise, but we actually spent 2 days at sea. So they're very joking about it because the sea can still rock, right? So they kind of lollygag for a little while, and then all of a sudden they kick the engines up, and there they go, boom, they're gone. But they say that like when you go from Tampa down to Key West, that basically you're going about as fast as you would on a treadmill. You're going about 9 miles an hour. So that
me on a treadmill or Sue on a treadmill?
Yeah. And one of the ladies that was one of the heads of some department on the ship, she mentioned that if you were to take a car and go from Tampa down to Key West, in the time that the ship took to go from Tampa to Key West, you could drive it 9 times.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something?
But it's still, you're out on the water.
So this was like, you were on the water, then like a 4 or 5 day cruise, give or take, right?
We were, it was a, excuse me, it was a 5 day, a 6 day, 5 night cruise.
And you would do this again?
I would do it. Well, this is, my wife and I, we've done this 9 times.
Okay.
This was the first time with our family, though. So both my sons were along, and it was fantastic. I would do it again in a heartbeat. But being away at Christmas time from Minnesota, it was really unusual, not seeing snow or cold and 85 degrees. And even though they had Christmas trees on the ship and every market that you went into in Mexico or in Key West or whatever was all playing Christmas music, it was just weird. It was very strange.
My wife and I have probably taken 4 or 5 cruises in our entire lives and not very often. But I enjoy them. You know, I think it's a good dollar value. And if you can stay busy, you can choose to sit on your butt and gain 2 million pounds, or you can get involved as well and go to all the songs and shows and things. I think it's a good dollar value.
The shows are phenomenal. And I'll tell you what, you are getting a 5-star meal every night of the week if you choose. Now, if you don't choose and you want to go down to the buffet or the little cafe or whatever at midnight and eat a sandwich or whatever you want to do, that's the great part about it. My sons are two very diverse individuals. They're totally opposite. And, of course, mom and dad, are older. And so we could kind of do our own thing, or we could all get together and meet somewhere and that's the great part about it, really.
Yeah, no one's going to be jumping off the ship. You know where they're going to be.
Yeah, we know. Hey, you're going to be somewhere.
We have one of our next door neighbors. And we'll wrap this up and we'll get on to the 4 Outdoorsmen, but thanks for being on, Brian. But one of my next door neighbors who's no longer with us has traveled all around the world, probably has been on 40 cruises.
Wow.
And he said by far his most interesting experience on a cruise was the Panama Canal.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about the Panama Canal is once you cruise it, there's not a whole lot to see because a lot of times they go through the canal and then out to California or just the opposite, right? It sails from California and ends up back to Florida and usually docks at Fort Lauderdale. But the canal itself, people think, we're going to go through the canal. There's just not a whole lot to see there. I will tell you this, though. And I apologize for the voice, but I wanted to tell you, as part of the 4 Outdoorsmen, what was really interesting is that when we were in Cozumel, my sons did some snorkeling, and they saw some really unique and cool starfish and things like that.
Yeah.
But there was a ton of snorkelers there, and the water is so crystal blue, and the fish down there is like a delicacy down
crazy?
In Cozumel. It's unbelievable. People are out there fishing all the time and bringing it back into market. So it's really a neat.
Nothing better than nature. You just can't be surprised enough by something that happens in the outdoors, and I love nature. I tell you what, thanks, Brian, for being on the 4 Outdoorsmen.
Yeah.
Thanks for being our engineer taking care of us. We've got Brandon now taking your spot.
I know.
And we're going to talk hunting and fishing, buddy.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, Brian. Welcome back. I'm glad you had a safe trip. Marky, how was your week?
What's going on?
Right?
Yeah, Christmas, the family Christmas. Santa came. He was very generous to our boys, and we just spent... We just had a great time. It's been a fun week. We went to see CJ last night.
Cindy Jo Schlower.
at Running Aces. That was a great show. I love this time of year. It's a lot of fun.
It's nothing more than a chip and a chair, pal.
Well, we have a big show tonight. Why don't we go through who we're going to have on?
Can I tell this chip and a chair story?
If you want to, sure.
No, go ahead. You got something
to
say.
We only have 3 minutes still, Boomer, and we know he's going to talk the whole time.
Yes, he will.
Anyway, let's do the Four Outdoorsmen shout-out. Yeah, welcome, everybody. It's Sunday night. You're probably watching the game, and let's cheer those. I'm a Packer fan, but I want the Vikings to win. Let's do this. Anyway, a couple shout-outs here. Justin Zeiss from the Zeiss family listening while teaching Colt how to play Yahtzee. That sounds like fun. Our friend Kristen Merwin, shout-out to these amazing youth Wham members, Autumn Peterson and Trinity Rittenauer, for taking home a $500 scholarship at the NAIFC High School Championship. Only all-girls team in the field. Great job. Nice perch there. Corey from What's Working Now says, full weekend report coming on the What's Working Now Facebook page. Chris Davis is making some lures listening to the show. Thank you for checking in, Chris. Those look pretty nice. You'll have to come on and show us how to make lures someday. And Bill Katz says, making catch covers, listening to Bob. Thanks for listening, Bill. We appreciate everything.
Wow, that's a good... We have a lot of listeners, man.
Yeah, for a Vikes game going on. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Now you talked about CJ, Cindy Jo Slower, and her buddy Jake, and the organization they started called Guardian Angler. She sings with a group called the Dirt Road Dixie, of course, and we saw her last night at Running Aces. It was a wonderful show. We had a great time. But they have a fishing tournament, not even a tournament, coming up. I think it's February 2nd. And it's more of like, let's get together, let's fish, and let's raise some money for Guardian Angler. It's all about ice safety and assisting resorts in more effective ways to mark their roads and whatnot to save some lives out there. So look up Guardian Angler. I think it's a good idea. Then Mike Farrell, did you see what Mike Farrell posted today?
I did not.
Yeah, Mike Farrell is a long-time listener and a friend of the Four Outdoorsmen. He's the real deal as well. He gives back like a lot of the outdoorsmen people do. And he and his lady friend started an organization called We Got Your Six. That's S-I-X. We got your six outdoor adventures, and they're providing vets and current military families and vets an opportunity to experience outdoor adventures. So they're going to start raising some money to get these vets and families, whether they're retired or active military, and get them to love the outdoors, going some fishing and hunting, and all of that's going to be taken care of there. And one more, I forgot to say that Colleen Ward Wallen, a longtime listeners of ours as well, they are sled dog people up in Grand Marais. And you got to check this out. January 5th and 6th, it'd be kind of fun to go up to Gunflint in the Grand Marais area and see the Gunflint Mail Run Sled Dog Race. It's 100 miles. It's one of the smaller ones that they do. And that's taking place January 5th and 6th in Grand Marais. And I think it'd be kind of fun to go up there for a couple of days.
She was one of our first guests, I remember.
Yes, she was. She's a wonderful lady. She's donated a number of trips to the Wildwood Lions Sportsman's Dinner. And we've been in touch. And she's a good friend of ours. And Ward's a good guy. He's done Iditarod. He's done all the big ones. And so does she as far as Bear Grease. But this is called the Gunflint Mail Run, January 5th and 6th up in Grand Marais. It'd be kind of fun to go up there. So
cool.
Shout out to those guys.
I think we have our first guest, our third outdoorsman, Boomer. Boomer, are you there, buddy?
Hey, happy Sunday evening, the land of 10,000 lakes, and more importantly, the wild card and producer Mark.
That's us, yeah. Where are you, buddy? What's going on? How come you are not in the studio?
Well, I tell you what, I am not on a lake. I am not in the woods. I am at Interlochen Country Clubs, Drew, and this place is a black tie event where we are raising money for underprivileged kids with warm clothes, and blessed to be out here with my beautiful wife and myself. And we are here on behalf of the Hat and Mittens Organization, which is a 23-year-old organization that gives hats and mittens to underprivileged kids. And so to support that through using fishing as a tool to get some clothes and money to these foundations, Nicole and I donated a couple trips. I'll be taking a group for two up to Mille Lacs for 3 hours, and then Nicole will be taking a group of two out to a local lake bass fishing. So,
cool.
Drew, I'm telling you what, I don't have like a tux on, buddy. This totally would be your place because I am in like my fishing Cabela's pants, and my idea of getting dressed up is like a cool Mountaineer shirt from REI.
You're like all those other big shots, buddy. You give back, and we really appreciate having you as one of the four outdoorsmen. By the way, my son Joe, you talk about black tie and all that kind of crap. My son Joe is a member of that country club, that golf place. Yeah. So, one of these days, he may invite me to play a round of golf out there. Hey,
I'll tell you what's cool, producer Mark and Wild Card.
Yep.
Is they do have a poster up here with it says the four outdoorsmen, Bob Country. And I have ran into a couple people. Nicole and I took a picture next to our poster because we still get starstruck just if we see our own picture anywhere.
Yeah.
And so we're a bunch of geeks here, like, oh my God, our picture's on there. Let's get a picture of our picture, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And there was a couple folks that actually came up and said, hey, just want to let you know that we love your guys' show, and give a shout out to producer Mark and Strewman. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It is cool.
They listen to us all the way in Edina.
Ooh. Hey, yeah. I got a question for you, Boomer.
Yes.
So sometimes, like at Roundshare Productions, we hold charity events, and people bid on the different people to take them fishing.
Yep.
And it's always kind of an ego trip. Are you and your wife, conscious of how much each other gets bidding on a fishing trip? And who's winning?
Well, I tell you what. That is something that I thought to myself, and my wife is not here, and I'm thinking, happy wife. Happy life. So as much as a lot of the people in the room here seem to love to walleye fish, which really plays into my favor when the average income in here is probably $1 million a year, I'm guessing the bids are going to be pretty good. So we're going to tie it back into, even if the bidding for the walleye trip seems to go, I'm going to somehow... We'll figure that one out as we go. How does that sound, buddy?
That was a very PC answer, buddy.
Yeah, that's a PC. I'm guessing the Chippendales are there to do a show as well, and maybe two of the Chippendales guys will do a bid on Nicole's trip. So get ready, pal. There'll be a lot of money raised. Hey, talking about fishing, Aaron Grand was just here.
I know we exchanged some texts back and forth about Mille Lacs, and there has been quite a few folks here that have been talking about Mille Lacs. Now, I do have to laugh because the one guy that just stopped me while I was getting a cup of coffee said, hey, I'm probably going to be the group that gets your trip. I said, hey, that would be absolutely great. And he was telling me that they fly into Canada, actually, to go walleye fishing. And I said his name was like a James Bond name because his name was Kevin Six. So as much as Boomer is a great name, Kevin Six was a wonderful name as well. But with all that being said, Mille Lacs right now has a lot of snowfall on it, okay? And so the ice conditions are getting really iffy out there. When I was out there with the kids on the north end, about a mile out on the reach, there was about 10.5 inches of ice. I would say that those conditions are suspect right now. I've heard a lot of the resorts are trying to figure out if they should be bringing out the hard houses yet for people, but it's probably going to go out another couple weeks.
Yeah.
The bite is hot if you find safe ice out on Mille Lacs with a jig and a minnow head. Tungsten is what I would be using. A blade spoon with making a little noise, or some Mackie plastics on the end if you don't want to change your minnow head all the time.
I'll tell you what, it's funny you mentioned that, and thanks for giving us a little bit of a report on Mille Lacs, because Aaron Grand was just here singing on the Homegrown show from 5 to 6, and her dad, Chris, was here, and he's a big outdoor guy. He loves to fish, and he says, hey, ask Boomer if he'll give me a report on Mille Lacs. Now, you mentioned the tungsten jig and the minnow head. Do you know that Dave Gens will never use a minnow? Now, I don't know if he meant live minnow. He said he never uses minnows anymore. He hasn't for a long, long time. And I was unaware of that until I read it in the Outdoor News a couple of days ago.
Well, I tell you what, the godfather of ice fishing, Drew, can do whatever he wants.
I guess he can. Hey, listen, buddy, I'm going to let you go. You go have a good time.
Dave likes to walleye fish, and he catches some big ones when he wants to. But, every time I've hung out with Dave, his extreme passion is going after big panfish.
Yeah.
And that's why it's probably not any coincidence that when you see a poster of Dave Gens holding a monster fish, he's also got like a huge panfish. Not to say he'll catch whatever he wants. I've seen him do it, but he's pretty amazing at everything he does on the ice.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I tell you, would you go back and raise some money for hats and mittens, will you?
Yeah, and I just want to give another shout out to all the listeners out there. Thanks for tuning into the Four Outdoors on Bob Country. If you're interested in helping underprivileged kids get some warm clothes this winter, I'm at the winter ball, so it's a little late to get them out here in Edina. But come on down and look at the website, patentmittens.org. And last year alone, Stru and producer Mark, they gave away over 50,000 pairs of patent mittens to underprivileged kids. So cool. It's making a difference.
All right.
That's awesome. Thanks, Boomer. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys. Don't forget one thing, Stru.
What's that, buddy?
Get outdoors.
I thought you were going to say it's my money. Yeah, I guess. Well, now, do we have to end the show with that? Who's going to say get outdoors when we end the show?
Well, you're the setup man, so I'll say it.
All right. You got to be ready then, right?
I will.
What else happened this last week for you?
Not much. A couple other shout-outs rolling in. My friend Eric Hegel, who's coming over with his family tomorrow, is checking in from the North Metro with another huge pile of crappies. Looks like the crappies are still hot in the North Metro anyway.
Well, now, are you going to go fishing with the kids tomorrow?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. We're going skating. My neighbor bumped into me at Nick's hockey practice and said that they're going to throw a party out on our pond in the back with a campfire on the ice and lots of beer. So I don't know about you, but I don't like going anywhere on New Year's Eve anymore.
No.
I've had some awful New Year's Eve trying to party downtown experiences when I was younger, and it's like, no, thank you.
No, I'm 67 years old. Not a whole lot of partying for this guy anymore. If I make it past 10:30, I'll be okay. But tomorrow night, I am going to try because we're going to go see Jake Nelson at Running Aces again. Saw him last year with you. But unfortunately, he starts at 10:30, and that's nuts. But we may take a nap and try to sneak out and see him for an hour because Jake Nelson's a good friend of the show's, does a good job, and Running Aces has a nice nice setup there for the musical groups as well. It'll be a lot of fun.
I thought that was funny when you asked me if I wanted to go see Cindy Jo. You mentioned 10 o'clock, and I thought you were picking me up at 10, but you said, no, we'll be home by 10.
There you go. That was about it, too. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you, one thing interesting that happened to us this last weekend, you know, Billy Moles has been a great friend of the show's. We talked about him all the time and talked to him all the time, the modern-day mountain man. As a matter of fact, Mike Rhodes is going to be on the second half, and he went on a ram hunt in Alaska with Billy Moles last year. And it's a wonderful story to talk more about that. But I asked Billy after he teased me with all the stuff that he was doing with the Spirit of a Sheep Hunter, I think is the name of his video. I've read things on Facebook. I says, okay, you're a tease. I want to have it right now because I was going to buy it in 2 weeks when I see him in Forest Lake. So he said, okay, when you come through Turtle Lake, which was a couple of days ago, on the way to our cabin in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, he says, go to the intersection of 4th Street and Highway 8, and you see a little sign that says, got this on it, and the video will be right on the base of that sign. You know, you think, what are the odds of us finding the right sign? He took a picture of the sign, and Diana and I went through Turtle Lake, found the video.
Nice.
And the same time, Diana left him some zucchini bread and some homemade zucchini bread and homemade green beans. And so we kind of swapped. We watched that Spirit of a Sheep Hunter in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, which was a wonderful video. So it's kind of fun for Billy Moles to have some fun with us and do that for us as well.
Very cool. Who do we have on after the break, Stru?
After the break, we've got Tanner Cherney, Devil's Lake Tourism, and then we've got Joe
from Lake of the Woods Tourism.
Yes, and
they're going to talk about Walleye Wars coming up this week.
Walleye Wars, yeah.
Cool. Well, tune in, everybody. Stay with us, and after the break, we'll talk about Hashtag Walleye Wars.
It's going to be fun.
Checking in with the four outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Don't miss the Mobile Armory Military Collectors and Weapons Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Brooklyn Park Armory. Show opens at 9 a.m., only $5 per day. Kids under 12, free when accompanied by a responsible adult. Buy, sell, trade, guns, knives, military weapons, relics, and collectibles, all in one location. Again, don't miss the Mobile Armory Military Collectors and Weapons Show at the Brooklyn Park Armory this Saturday and Sunday. For more information, visit CrocodileProductions.com. That's CrocodileProductions.com.
Introducing the new line of float suits by Ice Armor. Bike Land. With patent-pending motion float technology, it combines the security of a premium float suit with maximum mobility. Using a baffled, segmented design of the flotation material, we've created a line of float suits that are comfortable and flexible so you can stay mobile on the ice. Breathable, waterproof, and flexible, our float suits have all the great features you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Stay warm, stay mobile, and stay safe with the float suits from Clam Outdoors. Pursue the ice.
Rooster! Yep, hunting season is here, and it's time to make a trip to Sandpine Pheasants Family Recreation in Avon, Minnesota. Sandpine Pheasants is located just an hour from the Twin Cities and is open to the public with no membership fees. Enjoy hunting one of their 9 fields, try a European hunt, or book a guided hunt. Sandpine Pheasants is open 7 days a week and also the largest central Minnesota dealer of the Action Track Chair, a great tool for helping the disabled hunt. Learn more at sandpinepheasants.com.
Producer Mark here for Vexilar Marine Electronics. I tell you, I spent the first 35 years of my life ice fishing without a flasher, and I don't know how I stuck with the sport. I got an FLX 28 now, and it's changed the way I fish. It's just a fantastic machine. I love auto zoom. You can zoom in the bottom 6 feet and really see those fish come off the bottom. Also, check out their K-Drill. Attach that to any drill you get at home, and it pops many, many holes. I see it done every day. Go to Vexilar.com. That's Vexilar.com.
Find the organization you can feel good about supporting. Reach for Resources supports individuals with disabilities and mental illness to reach their full potential. That means Joe can get help finding a competitive job. Beth can socialize at bowling league. Shayna can enhance her parenting skills. Ron can learn how to access needed resources. And Annie can feel included at camp with her young friends, just to name a few. While these names have been changed, our desire to empower others hasn't. Check out how you can help at reachforresources.org.
Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the stuff Santa missed. Get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Treat yourself to 25 to 45% off fine jewelry. Dresses that almost never go on sale are 25% off. And get an extra 30% off men's basics when you spend $50. Now through January 1st at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
In this corner, weighing 145 pounds from Devil's Lake Tourism, Tanner Cherney.
In this corner, from Lake of the Woods Tourism, Joe Henry.
Yay!
Let's get ready to rumble.
Joe, are you there?
I'll tell you what, I didn't hear any wait for me.
I've never met you, and Tanner's bigger than 145 anyway, but I've never met you, so I don't know how big you are. How big are you, Joe?
Oh, you know, probably like, I don't know, 175, something like that.
So you're in fighting shape.
I think you outweigh Tanner, I think.
You're in fighting shape. Joe Henry is responsible for Lake of the Woods Tourism, and we've got Tanner on the other side as well. He's with Devil's Lake Tourism. Tanner, are you there as well?
I am, and thank you for the 145. I'm more like 160.
Well, that's 160 is fine for you, buddy. I'll tell you what. Let's start with Tanner, because Tanner's with Devil's Lake Tourism. I'm not going to try to shun you whatsoever, Joe, but Tanner's Devil's Lake Tourism is our premier sponsor, have been for years, and great friend of the show as well. Tanner's a great friend of ours. Let's talk about the walleye wars that are coming up January 3rd. Tanner, you start. Tell us what walleye wars are.
Yeah, so it's going to be a really fun and competitive event coming up on Thursday all day here at January 3rd. And what it is it's going to be a competition between me and Joe up at Lake of the Woods at Devil's Lake here. And we're going to be fishing on Facebook Live from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Devil's Lake will be checking in on the half hours, like 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and so on and so forth. And Lake of the Woods will be checking in on the hour, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. And we're going to have a competition going on to see who gets the ultimate bragging rights for walleye fishing. And the logistics of the competition and rules of it is there's going to be three categories that are scored on. And one category is going to be for the most fish caught throughout that fishing period from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that'll include all species. And then there will be a check mark in another category for the biggest walleye caught. And then the third and final category will be the overall biggest fish caught for the day.
Go ahead,
very good. Well, Joe, this question's for you. Now, we've taken a lot of trips up to Lake of the Woods. It's, of course, a wonderful area. What do you think, maybe give a quick rundown of Lake of the Woods and why you think Lake of the Woods is the best spot for walleyes?
Well, it's the walleye capital of the world. I mean, everybody knows that. No, you know, I'll tell you, we're lucky. I mean, let's face it, both natural resources are incredible fisheries. And, you know, it's funny, they're only 4 hours apart. And, you know, Lake of the Woods, we have three parts to our system. The Rainy River feeds Lake of the Woods from the south. That in its own right is incredible fishery. Then we got the big basin called Big Traverse Bay. And that's it's like a Great Lake. It's 30 miles by 25 miles wide. And it's big water. And then, of course, that little tip that goes up into Canada, it's Minnesota, but it sticks up into Canada. It's called the Northwest Angle.
Yeah.
And that's the northernmost point of the contiguous U.S. So three very different fisheries, yet millions of walleyes and saugers. And it's just been a very prolific fishery over the years.
Well, fantastic. Well, both of you guys are working with enormous bodies of water. Have you spent the last couple of weeks kind of narrowing down a fight plan, if you will? Tanner, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been out the last couple of weeks kind of, you know, Devil's Lake's a unique fishery in itself where a lot of our walleye fishing is done on structure like the old shoreline. So I've been working 20 feet of water trying to just pinpoint areas where a lot of these walleyes are kind of holding up this time of the year. And I've been out 2 weeks and I've had some pretty good success. But, you know, with this blizzard we had come in and these up and down temperatures, it'll be interesting to see if these fish stay in the same spots over the next 3 days or if they even are going to be as active as they have been. So it's going to play out pretty well.
Joe, how about you? Have you worked out a game plan?
I have, yeah. I've worked out a good game plan. I've talked to a lot of resorts. I'm just kind of keeping track of what's going on with the lake and where the fish are biting. And you know what? Come Wednesday, I'll have to make a decision.
Now, with all this publicity, including, you know, national newspapers, it's really kind of caught fire here. Are you guys a little bit nervous at having the whole country watch you guys fish against each other?
You know, it will be interesting. There's a little bit of a nerve-wracking piece to it, but in the end, it's a day of fishing on the ice, and it's going to be a competition. And in my book, no matter when you get out ice fishing, it's going to be a great day no matter what.
You know, I'll tell you what, I think this is a win for both tourisms for sure. We've been to Lake of the Woods a couple of times, love that piece of water. We've been to Devil's Lake many, many times in North Dakota, love that piece of water as well. You're only 4 hours apart. I'm going to ask you a very serious question. Are you concerned that you may not catch a fish? And then what the hell are you going to do?
This is Joe, but I'm not concerned I'm not going to catch any fish. It's just, it's really more of, on any given day, how many will you catch and really what's the quality going to be? You know, there's enough fish to be had. It's just a matter of, you know, if you put 2 or 3 days together, you're always going to come out, almost always going to come out smelling pretty darn good. When it's one day, you know, anything can happen.
Right. Yeah, right. Hey, Tanner, how many people are going to be fishing on each team, and how did you determine who the competitors are going to be?
So we just broke it down. So when we're checking in, we wanted to kind of make it a good segment for people to learn more about our destinations, not only on the tourism side of things, but also, like, you know, what the tactics are to catch walleyes on each specific lake. So I have about 5 guests lined up throughout the day that will come in, and we'll speak on different facets from lodging and then also the reasons of why this lure works and stuff like that. So it's just going to be kind of a unique combination of guests that'll help kind of tell the story of Devil's Lake.
Okay.
Have you guys come up with any sort of trophy or something crazy the other person has to do if they lose or anything like that yet?
Yeah, I got the trophy. It's all taken care of. It's in good hands. Tanner doesn't have to worry about it. No, you know, there's no shipping involved here. You're just going to stay here for a while. It's all good.
Oh, that's funny.
You're going to have to meet halfway or if he wins and do some kind of weird handoff.
No, what Joe's saying, Joe's got this in the bag.
Oh, I see.
The trophy's staying in Lake of the Woods, what he's saying. That's funny. That's funny. The hatchet.
You know, we are going to the tournament ends at 4 o'clock, so it's 4:10. Tanner and I are going to do a wrap-up call, talking to each other, both on Facebook Live, and we're just going to kind of recap how the day went with each other. And, you know, hey, this is going to be competitive. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, it's a very, very mutual respect. We're good friends. And, you know, this is really a celebration of two really good fisheries. Now, with that being said, don't get me wrong. It's competitive. I mean, we're both competitive guys. We both have great fisheries. But it's all in good spirit, that's for sure.
Now, let's talk about the fisheries themselves. And we'll start with Tanner. Tanner, how's it been going the last couple of weeks on the ice? Are you doing really well? What do you anticipate?
You know, the walleye fishing Devils Lake the last 2 weeks has actually been pretty good in my books. I know it's been kind of all over the board, but we've gotten, probably 10 to 14 inches of ice on the lake now. And we got, about 7 inches with this last little snowstorm that came through. And a lot of that blew around so that actually the access onto the lake has been not as bad as you would think it would be with the snow we got. But the walleye fishing, the only tricky part about our walleye fishing is that, you know, the first light and last light kind of bite, so the last few days that I've been out, it's been about 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's about that cusp of where your bite starts to slow down through the day. But it's not to say that you get a cloudy day and those fish won't bite more active throughout the afternoon.
All right, Hey, Joe, I'll tell you what. No, Tanner, right. Tanner's with Devil's Lake Tourism, of course. He's number two honcho out there or something like that. And he fishes all the time. Do you get a chance to fish as much as Tanner does? And if so, what are you seeing on Lake of the Woods right now?
You know what, we have a real good bite going also. A combination of walleyes and saugers. We're fishing 25 to 31 feet on average. There is a morning-evening bite going on, but, you know, for our contest, we're not going to be early or late enough to take advantage of that, so we're going to have to get those daytime fish. And, no, fishing's overall been very good all season. We actually started getting permanent fish houses out in the end of November, so we've been fishing for a long time already.
That's great. Well, how about each of you give kind of an overall pitch for your destination, about maybe places to stay, or how do you get a hold of you guys if you want to plan a trip? I know both places, you know, they're great places to fish, and any serious fisherman should take a look at both at some point during the year. So maybe give a quick overrun of your touristy area. I know you know this elevator speech from all the shows, but give a little speech about your area and why you think it's a great place for anglers here in the Twin Cities area to visit. Joe, go ahead.
Okay. You know what? I'll tell you what. So, you know, Lake of the Woods, one of the great things about Lake of the Woods is that we're a very northerly destination. That means that regardless of what the weather patterns are throughout the Midwest, we're going to have good ice throughout the winter. You know, it's our resort community that really makes it great. You know what? Wake up in the morning, have a nice breakfast, walk 10 steps in the cold to heated ice transportation. They'll take you out to a heated fish house that's on the ice, on the fish. Holes are drilled at 70 degrees. Walk 10 steps into a heated fish house. Enjoy your day. At 4:30, the ice guides will pick you and your bucket of fish up. They'll bring you back in for happy hour. And you know what? They'll even clean your fish for you.
That's okay with me. Hey, Tanner, give us a shot about Devil's Lake Tourism. What's happening in Devil's Lake, and how do they get a hold of you, and tell us all the good stuff.
Absolutely. So, like you guys know, we're only like 5.5-6 hours from the Twin Cities area, and we have a community up here that's really embraced the outdoors and especially the fishing industry. And we've had hotels and resorts that have built indoor fish cleaning stations in the winter to help keep you accommodated and warm and all that stuff when you come off the ice. And it's just one of those things that, you know, we have just as long a season up here, too, and it's been awesome to see our community embrace it. And we have everything from the do-it-yourselfers. We have all the kinds of information to help kind of get you steered in the right direction with our fishing reports we have on our website. And our bait shops are very friendly and helpful in getting people out there and pointed in the right direction. And then for the guys that just want to come up and not have to worry about a thing, there's all kinds of guides in the area that run from permanent houses you can rent out to the portables, and all that can be found right on our website, which is devilslakend.com.
You know, I'll tell you what, thanks a lot. I don't know how this thing got started. I think it's really, really unique. And when I first heard about the walleye wars, you know, Devil's Lake against Lake of the Woods, I was thinking, you guys are friends, and you're in the same business, but you're competitors as well. Did you ever think there would be any kind of backlash from your supervisors or whatever about, you know, talking about each other, presenting each other, and promoting each other?
You know, certainly it always crosses your mind. You always got to consider that in any decision you make, I think. But, you know, at the same time, looking back on things now, with the millions of people that have seen this promotion and really given exposure to both Lake of the Woods and Devil's Lake, it's a win no matter what happens. And, you know, the way Tanner and I set the rules up, you know, both fisheries are good fisheries. You know, we're kind of hoping behind the scenes whoever wins, it's going to be 2-1. There's 3 points possible.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to ask you this question as well, because I know Tanner was born and raised in Devil's Lake, and we've met his mom and dad a number of times. They have the greatest family out there. How did you end up at Lake of the Woods?
You know, I've been going up to Lake of the Woods for, gosh, many, many years, and I've been going to Lake of the Woods for, you know, 20 years before I even got my job at Lake of the Woods Tourism. You know, by going up there so much, getting to know a lot of the resorters and things, at one point in my life, they reached out to me and asked if I would consider representing the area. And it's been 7 years for me. The rest is history.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be cool. It's January 3rd. It's going to be FaceTime, Facebook Live, and from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it's Devil's Lake Tourism against Lake of the Woods Tourism, and we're going to follow it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for both of you guys. Like you said, everybody wins. I'm excited about it. Good for you guys. We're going to let you guys go, and Mark and I are going to talk about our experiences on both lakes, and thanks to both you guys for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Good luck on Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday.
Thursday.
Thursday. Right. January 3rd. That's right.
It 9 is January to 4. 3rd.
Yeah. I know that I'm not going to get a whole lot of work done that day. I can't wait to see it. And thank you both, and good luck to both of you. And maybe we'll get the winner on for a little bragging.
Hey, thanks
guys. Appreciate it.
Talk to you guys later. All right, bye. Fun, huh?
That is fun. You know, two great, great places to fish. So I'm excited. I think, you know, there's advantages to both. And what do you think? Who's going to win?
Hey, I tell you what, Facebook Live. I've never even done Facebook Live.
You do it every time.
I do it every time. Here in the studio, but yeah. I've never watched Facebook Live. So do we go to Devil's Lake Tourism's Facebook?
Either one.
And it's going to be the same thing. All right.
Yep. So it'll be basically like live video for a half hour. I hope for them that technical difficulties don't take over, because you know how that can go. You're out in the middle of the lake. I'm sure they've thought of all that, but so it's a half hour on each one. I'm sure there has to be a little downtime, right? I mean, they're fishing.
Oh, sure, there has to be, yeah. But they're going to be interviewing proprietors and restaurant owners and hotel owners, those kind of things, to promote their businesses as well, right?
Yep, for sure. So it should be fun. It's a great idea, and like I said before, if this is a success. They should get other tourisms involved and have some kind of tournament.
Wouldn't that be fun? Get Mille Lacs involved and other big Leech Lake and Red Lake.
Maybe we should take charge. And
yes, it's a $1 million idea.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a...
it wasn't our idea.
There was a fishing guide in Madison, Wisconsin a couple of years ago in a tournament, and he was the captain on one of these charter boats. They were doing salmon fishing. Did you hear about what happened there? Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
And... first prize is $5,000.
Wow.
Now, the guy who is in charge of the charter boat, the captain of the boat, one of the guys brought in a really nice-sized salmon. They knew it was going to be close to being, you know, a $5,000 fish. The captain put a one-pound weight inside the fish. Literally, a one-pound piece of metal inside the fish. He's supposed to be, you know, the right nice guy and all this kind of great. They bring it in. They have it. This only happened a couple of years ago, and he just got fined. They did a metal scanning thing there on the deck. They found this thing, and
maybe he claimed that it ate it.
I don't know. He did claim. He did claim that it was eaten off the bottom of the lake somehow, but I'm not even sure where they were. But it was a salmon. First prize was $10,000 was first prizes. The one-pound weight through the throat. They fined this guy $2,500. And that's, I don't know, is that enough? Well, I don't know, for cheating on a big tournament like
this. Did he get to keep the rest then? No. Is that a net gain of $7,500? Then that was not enough.
No,
I cheat every time.
Yeah, no. That's it. As a matter of fact, he said, they wanted to open up the fish because they saw something in there they thought. Yeah. He said, no, I want to have this one mounted, whatever. Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. So they fined him $2,500. So I don't think Tanner or Joe's going to go to that.
I don't think so. Well, it'll be recorded live, so I think they'll see if, and it's length. It's hard to cheat length.
Yeah.
But all right, we're coming back with Mike Rhodes, who took a trip with our friend Billy Moles in Alaska. He's going to tell us all about his experience coming up next on The 4 Outdoorsmen.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to The 4 Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Don't miss the Mobile Armory Military Collectors and Weapons Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Brooklyn Park Armory. Show opens at 9 a.m., only $5 per day. Kids kids under 12 free when accompanied by a responsible adult. Buy, sell, trade, guns, knives, military weapons, relics, and collectibles all in one location. Again, don't miss the Mobile Armory Military Collectors and Weapons Show at the Brooklyn Park Armory this Saturday and Sunday. For more information, visit CrocodileProductions.com. That's CrocodileProductions.com.
Introducing the new line of float suits by Ice Armor. Bike Lam. With patent-pending motion float technology, it combines the security of a premium float suit with maximum mobility. Using a baffled, segmented design of the flotation material, we've created a line of float suits that are comfortable and flexible so you can stay mobile on the ice. Breathable, waterproof, and flexible, our float suits have all the great features you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Stay warm, stay mobile, and stay safe with the float suits from Clam Outdoors. Pursue the ice.
Rooster! Yep, hunting season is here, and it's time to make a trip to Sandpine Pheasants Family Recreation in Avon, Minnesota. Sandpine Pheasants is located just an hour from the Twin Cities and is open to the public with no membership fees. Enjoy hunting one of their 9 fields, try a European hunt, or book a guided hunt. Sandpine Pheasants is open 7 days a week and also the largest central Minnesota dealer of the Action Track Chair, a great tool for helping the disabled hunt. Learn more at sandpinepheasants.com.
Crystal Welding is ready for winter. Are you? Bring your fish house to Crystal Welding for bent axle repair, frozen pivots, bearing service, broken springs, or any welding repair needs on your fish house. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your one-stop shop for all of your welding needs. Stop in to schedule or go to crystalwelding.com for more information. That's crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
It's Neil here for Zero Res. The holidays are upon us, and you've waited all year to get clean. Now's the time of the year when I tell you to call the pros at Zero Res. Why? Because you're an adult, and adults do things like get their carpets clean. I know I need it at my house, and I bet you do too. Hey, your family deserves a clean home that smells just a bit better than it maybe does right now. Trust me, your home needs some Zero Res love, and now's the time to get it done. Call Zero Res and get scheduled before this holiday deal ends. Get three rooms Zero Res clean starting at $139. That's right, it's the Bob FM special. Three rooms of carpet Zero Resified starting at just $139. And don't forget Dirt and Dander's favorite hiding place, your air ducts. Breathe easier this winter and get $50 off when you get your ducts Zero Res clean. To schedule yours, call 952-ZERO-RES, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same. And don't forget to tell them Neil sent you from Bob FM.
Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the stuff Santa missed. Get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Treat yourself to 25 to 45% off fine jewelry. Dresses that almost never go on sale are 25% off. And get an extra 30% off men's basics when you spend $50. Now through January 1st at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey, game four outdoorsmen. We're back. Stu Man here, Mark Luke, and we are Boomerless because Boomerless is at a charity event right now. He's raising money for hatsandmittens.org, underprivileged kids who need to stay warm for the winter.
I was going to give him crap, but if you're hosting a charity event, I guess I'll let this one slide.
Yeah, we'll still pay you, Boomer. I'll tell you what. Hey, before we get to our next guest, Mike Rhodes. Mike Rhodes last year did a sheep hunt with Billy Moles, the modern-day mountain man in Alaska. But let's talk about our sponsors first, if you want. Let's see. I got to find him again. Here we got. I lost him. Go ahead. You talk about Vexilar and Clam, would you?
Sure. So thank you, Vexilar Marine Electronics. I love my FLX 28 and Clam Outdoors, the leader in all things ice fishing and tackle.
Wild Fowler Camel. I'll tell you what. Camel concealment specialist committed to provide the highest quality level of camouflage. I wear my stuff like the Green Bay Packer fans wear their jerseys 12 months out of the year. I wear my camel from Wild Fowler. just about as often as that. Deadshot custom calls, man's best friend calls, customized acrylic calls. I tell you what, high-end stuff, real unique, and it's quality stuff as well. So that's Deadshot custom calls. We talked about Vexilar, Devils Lake Tourism. Hey, we just talked to them. Alumacraft. Alumacraft is the best aluminum boat you can buy. Sandpine. Pheasants Family Recreation. We got Birds Action Track Chair if you need some help when you go out hunting. Gun safety classes, lodging. That is Sandpine Pheasants right up in Avon, Minnesota by St. Clouds. So we got a lot of sponsors. Thank you very much for sponsoring the show, you guys. We're having a lot of fun here.
All right. Our next guest is Mike Rhodes. Mike, are you on the line with us?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Drew, take it away.
Hey, Mike, I tell you what, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. You and I are big Billy Moles fans, of course, and you are one of the guys, we talk about this all the time, you are one of the guys that made a decision probably 3-4 years ago that you were going to go do an Alaskan hunt, and you did it, and most of us sit on our backs and we think, yeah, we should do this, we want to do it, but we never do. But Mike Rhodes got off his butt and did so. How did you end up choosing Billy Moles to guide you in Alaska?
I had been following Billy for a number of years. And it was just a no-brainer once I made the decision to go on the hunt. If I wanted to hunt, it had to be with Billy.
Did you talk to Billy before and interview him or meet with him before you decided, this is a very expensive trip, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Did you meet with him first before you decided to hire Billy Moles to go to Alaska?
I had met Billy at an outdoor show here in Green Bay, and we had talked over the years. We became Facebook friends, and I purchased many of his DVDs, so it was the interviewing process was over. It was a decision that was already made.
When you go sheep hunting in Alaska, and I've seen all of Billy's videos, and of course I just saw the one Spirit yours and Billy Mola's Spirit of a sheep hunter. It's the most recent one, and in my opinion, it is for me. It's the best of all of his videos, and all of them are good. And I know how much work it is. Just by watching you guys climb up the side of those hills sideways, slipping on shale all the time, you have to be in fantastic shape. What did you do to get in shape to be able to do that hunt?
I pretty much just put on a pair of boots and a backpack and started walking. It was short hikes at first in the snow at a local park. And I just gradually built up throughout the year in the summer, and eventually I was working out with 65 pounds in my pack and up to 15 miles and getting as many hills as I can get in Green Bay, which isn't a lot. But I took advantage of what I could. A lot of stairs as well.
So you lost an incredible amount of weight before this trip, didn't you?
I did. I ended up losing 75 pounds for the hunt.
Wow, that's incredible. That's determination. So I bet after that much work just to do that, I mean, that's got to add a little extra determination when you actually get there, I bet, huh?
Oh, it was a good motivator to have lost all that weight and not waste the opportunity.
When you were preparing for this trip, did you ever have second thoughts? I mean, how far in advance did you plan this trip? And if it's a year, 2 years, whatever, because you know Billy's backed up and he's booked all the time, did you ever have any second thoughts or say, maybe I don't want to give this a shot?
No, there was no second thoughts. Billy and I had talked, and there had been a couple of very hard winters. So the sheep numbers were down. I knew it was going to be difficult, and we weren't going to see as many sheep as he'd seen in previous years. But I wanted to hunt with Billy, and whatever it took to get that done, it was going to happen.
Can you kind of walk us through, when you get there, what you all had to bring and stuff, and kind of just take us through the first couple of days on your trip?
The first couple of days, we hiked up. The first day we went like 20 miles.
Wow.
15 sheep. Covered a lot of ground. There were waterfalls. And it was just the most beautiful place you can possibly imagine. And it was breathtaking.
I know that I watched all these videos, of course, and it seems to me that one of the most difficult parts of your journey has to be patience along with perseverance, because it seems to me like 80% of the time you're glassing and trying to see animals that are a mile away, which I can't comprehend, and then go find the damn things, and then only 5 or 10% of it is the hunt itself. Is the patience part of it? Is there boredom there that you had to overcome?
The biggest thing for me was once it got difficult to convince my mind and my brain that I could do it,
yeah,
not to quit, not to give up. It was just a matter of convincing myself, you know, mentally. Physically, I was ready. It was just a matter of convincing my soul that I had the heart to take care of it.
All right, that being said, that you had to convince yourself that I got to go through this thing, what inspired you to start this project, and what inspired you to move forward and finish it?
Well, once I had started following Billy, I dreamed of sheep hunting. But it was something that I didn't think I could do. And I saw a man named Barry Barton who had hunted with Billy. He was 67 years old at the time, and he had two artificial knees, rebuilt knees, and he was up sheep hunting. And that was the ultimate decision that I had made. I'm going to do this. If Barry can do it, I can do it too. I have no excuses that are good enough to stop me from doing this.
So you ran out of excuses at that point. If that guy can do it, you can do it. Let's talk a little bit about the hunt. You went 8 or 9 days without even seeing a sheep, and finally,
wow.
Billy, they did. And they went from an area that one of Billy's friends or another guy maybe said, I've seen some sheep over here, and you guys went a long ways away, saw nothing, and then you went back to an area that Billy was comfortable with. That's a lot of miles, pal. Talk about that, and talk about right up to the time you took your shot.
Well, we were in an area where we were chasing some sheep that we just couldn't catch up with. And what ended up happening is that the weather got bad and we couldn't get a flight out. And Billy looked at me and he said, 12 or 13 miles that way, it's proven ground, and I know there's sheep there, and if we're going to find one, that's where it's going to be. And I just said, whatever it takes, let's get to that proven ground and let's make this happen.
Did you have any real physical challenges, any body parts that kind of fell apart on you that made it really difficult to finish the task?
My feet took a real beating. I had blisters. Since then, I've had 4 surgeries on my feet. The side hilling and walking on the loose rocks, not one step is on solid ground. It's moving, it's squishy, it's wet. My feet took a beating.
Were you, boy, I tell you what, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. Were you experienced in tenting in areas like this and weather like this, conditions like this for 8 or 9 or 10 days?
I had hunted in the mountains, different areas, but nothing like this. Okay. I've hunted Wisconsin my whole life. I'm used to the cold, but it's a different kind of cold, you know, and you have to move and you have to transition from cold to sun. You need the right gear, too. So it's different than what I was used to.
Okay, you eventually, I think on the 9th day, you finally saw what Billy considered to be a legal ram, had a full curl. Once Billy saw that ram, I remember he came over the top of the ledge and said, uh-oh, here we go. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. I want you to tell me what happened then. And I can still picture your heart beating, man, when you took your first shot. Describe that entire scenario.
Well, Billy... We came over the crest of this hill, and he was barely over it, and he's scanning with the binoculars to look for sheep, and it ended up being right by us. So it was in our face, okay, let's move to another position and get ready right now. And what it ended up being is the area, the wind was swirling, so he was alert, so we couldn't expose ourselves very well. So I ended up setting myself up a little lower than I would have liked so I wasn't exposed. And it created some difficulty to get on the animal prior to taking the shot. It was stressful, but I didn't have a choice but to just get it done.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I saw that, the first shot, your concern was to Billy Moles. He said, I tell you what, I don't know if I'm high enough yet. And Billy's saying, don't move. Try not to move any more than you have to. And you fired your first shot, and you hit the burn right in front of you.
And 6 feet maybe in front of me.
Six feet in front of you. And all of a sudden,
yes.
Billy knew that this animal was going to move forward. I thought, if you only get one shot, you're screwed. And that animal did exactly what Billy said it was going to do. And you thank God you got a second shot. Because I can tell you what, if that didn't happen and you hit the berm the first shot and this one's gone, I don't think you still would be sleeping.
No. Billy knows the animal. He knows doll sheep. He knows what their tendencies are. what their instincts are once they're alerted. He knew what they were going to do. Actually, after the first shot, I calmed down a little bit. And when he stopped, it just instinct took over. I used to do a lot of shooting, so it's like practice how you play, you know, in football or whatever that might be. Practice. Reloading is a big deal sometimes. If you notice Billy's videos, some of his hunters jam on their reload.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was very smooth. It happened very smoothly for me. The second shot was real quick, and it was on the mark.
What you accomplished is something, again, like 99% of the guys who love the outdoors would love to do the same thing. Has this changed your life long-term? How has this affected you?
It gives me the motivation that no matter what I decide to do, so long as I put my heart in it and I'm willing to sacrifice whatever it takes, I can get it done, you know, whatever that might be.
All right, let's talk about Billy Moles. Tell me, what was the best thing about working with Billy Moles?
When you see Billy on the DVDs, that is exactly who he is. He's a down-to-earth, honest, great man that is fun to be with. We had a great time. Even when we weren't seeing sheep, once I got over the mental part of it, we had fun. You know, and even at the end, we didn't think we were going to find a sheep. I'm like, well, let's go for the record in miles, trying to find one.
Yeah.
You know, I was content without getting one, just finish and let's have fun doing it.
You know, I tell you what, that's a tough part about being an Alaskan guide. I'm sure I've talked to Billy about this a number of times. And there are sometimes people go out there, whether it's grizzly bears, moose, caribou, or a ram, and they go away empty-handed. But literally, all the people said they would absolutely do it again, and they had no regrets. You're one of the lucky ones. You're so blessed. I'm glad you had such a successful trip. And you would encourage other people to do it. What would you say to people who say, listen, boy, I don't want to save the money. I don't want to work so hard. What would you say to people who say, I would really like to go on an Alaskan trip as well like that? How would you encourage them?
I would encourage any outdoorsman, especially somebody that aspires for just the raw beauty of untouched area, you have to go. Get in the mountains somewhere. There's amazing hunting for all kinds of different animals. There's black-tailed deer on Kodiak Island. There's bears and caribou. There's reasonable hunts that you can do in Alaska, and if you're an outdoorsman that loves it, get there. You owe it yourself. You really do.
Hey, Mike Rhodes, I tell you what, that's Mike Rhodes. He just got done hunting with Billy Moles last year, the modern-day mountain man, and he's in a video with Billy called Spirit of a Sheep Hunter, and it's a wonderful video. Hey, Mike, thanks for sharing the story. Congratulations on the hunt. And I hope you get outdoors as much as you possibly can. And just thanks for sharing the story.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care of yourself, sir. I'll tell you what, isn't that wonderful?
Crazy.
Now, you got to see this video. It's well worth looking at.
I will. I'll buy a DVD player.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I can watch it.
You can come to my house. Hey, I'll tell you what. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Four Outdoorsman. We're going to talk to you next week. Hey, don't have any idea who our guests are, but we'll be here. And in the meantime, Mark Lukey's got something to say.
Get outdoors.
Hey, attaboy.
Bob Outdoors continues with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bear Facts and Fishtails next.
Train.